This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, June 24th, 2022. Well, the 2022 ARR Field Day is this weekend, June 25th through the 26th, and Field Day, of course, is one of the most anticipated amateur radio operating events of the year in the United States, Canada, and worldwide. Last year, almost 27,000 individuals participated, logging over 1.4 million two-way radio contacts during the event. For 2022, though, there are some new rule changes in effect. Beginning this year, all stations, regardless of operating class, are limited to 100 watts PEP transmitter output. The rule waivers that were in effect for the past 2 years, following and allowing Class D home stations to contact other Class D stations for points and then publishing of a club aggregate score, have been made permanent now. Additionally, for groups claiming media publicity, bonus points, the rules now stipulate that you must obtain media coverage for your event, not just simply attempt to do so. For complete Field Day rules, you can see the website, www.arrl.org/fieldday. And of course, Field Day is amateur radio's open house. It's an opportunity to showcase what amateur radio is all about to the public. Some groups use Field Day as an exercise in emergency preparedness. Others treat it as a competition, and for some, it's just a social gathering. Field Day is entirely what you make of it. After the event, be sure to submit your Field Day entry to ARRL by using the web-based submission form on the ARRL website. And here's a special Field Day announcement. You can join ARRL Live from W1AW for the 2022 ARR Field Day. You can see and listen to all of the fun involved with Field Day or ask questions about the event in the live chat and get them answered in real time. You can watch it at our YouTube channel starting on June 25th, 22 at 1:30 p.m. And as activity and excitement increases in advance of Field Day 2022, more states are issuing proclamations honoring the event. Governors of California, Michigan, Massachusetts, Louisiana, Illinois, South Carolina, Ohio, Florida have passed special proclamations for Amateur Radio Week and Field Day weekend. Every state section works hard to publicize Field Day and to obtain those government proclamations. We thank all of the amateurs for their efforts towards securing those proclamations. This week's AMSAT news from Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here. And, of course, with the Field Day coming up this weekend, he knows that everyone is busy. However, he wants you to mark your calendars now for the 40th Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and General Meeting. That will be held October 21st and 22nd in Bloomington, Minnesota. On the agenda there, satellite presentations, operating techniques, news, and plans for the amateur satellite world, Board of Directors meeting for October 20th, opportunities to meet the board and members and officers, AMSAT General Membership Meeting. There will be an auction, an annual banquet, a keynote speaker, and door prizes. Additional information about the symposium and about AMSAT is also available at amsat.org. ARRL's new treasurer, John R. Sager, WJ7S, officially took office on May 1, 2022, and he's already helping to plan the ARRL's financial future. He brings with him over 40 years of financial management experience. He's a chartered financial analyst, a certified cash manager, and holds Bachelor of Arts and Master of Business Administration degrees from the University of Utah, and he's also a licensed extra-class amateur radio operator. So what led him to the ARRL? Well, he told us the ARRL is the best organization out there to advocate for ham radio interest and the best we have to ensure the hobby has a future. He also supports all of what ARRL does, such as advocacy to protect antenna rights and everything they do to keep this privilege. He also said that with the additions of CEO David Minster, NA2AA, and President Rick Roderick, K5UR, ARRL has turned a corner, and he wanted to be part of that effort. He said he has two big passions in life, amateur radio and the financial markets. He said retiring after 40 years, he thought it was a perfect opportunity to give back to the hobby and continue two interests that are close to him. Sigurd earned his technician and general class licenses in 2010 and 2011, his amateur extra class license in 2011. Today, CW is his favorite mode. Welcome, John Sigurd, WJ7S, the new ARRL treasurer. To celebrate the first three stages of the 2022 Tour de France bicycle race in Denmark, there will be a special event station on the air from July 1st through the 3rd. OZ22TDF will operate from 0800 to 1600 UTC using the 10, 12, 15, 17, 20, 30, 40, and 80-meter bands, CW, FT8, and SSB. D-Star will also be available. That will be at DCS 994F. All contacts will be logged, and EQSL will be used. And the Alexander Association in Sweden will celebrate Alexanderson Day on July 3, 2022. Grimeton, Sweden is the site of the World Heritage Grimeton radio station, which includes a 98-year-old 200 kW and an Alexanderson alternator. Amateur radio station KSK6SAQ will be in operation on the following frequencies: 3.535 kHz CW there, 7.035 kHz CW, 14.035 kHz CW, and some single sideband frequencies, 3.775 and 7.140. QSL reports can be sent to SK6SAQ at info@alexander.n.se. In radio sport contesting, some important contests, of course, June 25th through the 26th, ARR Field Day. We have it all, CW, phone, and digital. On June 25th, the Padgett Aran Borgo DX contest, that is phone. June 25th, also, the UFT QRP contest, CW there. On June 25th and June 26th, the Ukrainian DX Digi contest, RTTY. On June 25th and 26th, His Majesty King of Spain contest, SSB and phone. On June 27th, the OK1WC Memorial, CW there. And on June 27th, the RSGP FT4 contest, of course, FT4. And if you need to look for more contests, you can visit the ARRL contest calendar on our website for more events and information. And here are some upcoming section, state, and division conventions now through June 26th, going on right now, as a matter of fact, the Ham Radio International Amateur Radio Exhibition in Friedrichshafen, Germany. On July 2nd, the Firecracker Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Pennsylvania State Convention. That's in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. And July 15th through the 17th, the Glacier Wharton Ham Fest, hosting the ARRL Montana Convention. That is in Essex, Montana.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.